kind together.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
The following program contains material intended for mature audiences only. Also, the opinions expressed on this show are not the opinions of Radio Free Brooklyn. My opinion is that racism is horrible. I guess that's not the opinion of Radio Free Brooklyn.
My opinion is that rape is wrong. But that's not the opinion of Radio Free Brooklyn.
My opinion is that there should be equal pay for equal work. But I guess that is not the opinion of Radio Free Brooklyn.
My opinion is that murder is illegal for a reason. But that is not the opinion of Radio Free Brooklyn.
My opinion is that children and vulnerable adults should not be abused. But I guess that is not the opinion of Radio Free Brooklyn.
My opinion is that meat should not be eaten because animals are our friends and they also should not be abused or tormented for people's entertainment.
My opinion is that kittens are cute.
But I guess that's not the opinion of Radio Free Brooklyn.
I think we need to start saying not necessarily.
Yeah, that might be a better loophole.
We're so mature.
They're mature.
It always gets me.
Yep. Is that rye bread your rye bread?
Yes, it is.
Is this part of something that's going to happen today?
No, it isn't.
No rye bread challenge. I brought Tide Pods.
No rye bread challenge. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. I am Face Boy.
I'm Face Girl.
With us in the studio, Pixie Dreadful.
Hello, Brooklyn.
And my girlfriend, Lucille.
Hi.
I thought she was a secret guest.
No, just on the internet, so my mom doesn't watch the show.
Watch it? Yeah, tell her not to watch this.
My mom, I know, is watching it. So.
Yes, all of our moms are watching right now.
Hi, Mom.
I'll have what she's having. I see colors.
My mom follows him on the FaceTube.
Yes, she does. On the FaceTube.
On the FaceTube.
So we got a couple of things that we do regularly here, and then we'll get to our guests and some of the topics of the day. We like to play the ass party game. That is, anytime we say ass, take a sip or a swig. Or if you don't like alcohol, maybe take a little puff.
A little bumpy bump.
If you don't do any kind of drugs whatsoever, we support sobriety here at Art Star Scene Radio. Maybe your thing is, what's your thing? You want to come up with what your thing is this
Being
week?
Being a frotcher.
Cuddle a kid.
What's that?
Oh, my favorite of the sexual disorders or psychological disorders in the sexual nature. It's a person who derives sexual pleasure from rubbing up against unsuspecting strangers in public places.
A frotcher.
Frotcher.
That sounds very strange.
That's pretty horrible. So if you're a frotcher, every time we say ass, you take a sip or...
Swipe that Metro
card. You really want to condone this?
If we say asshole... No, I don't condone it. Take two sips or...
Get on that train.
And if we say ass fuck, take three sips.
Rub all them booties.
We also have a secret word. Say the secret word. You win a prize. This week's prize is... Look at this cute little owl.
Aww.
Look at that owl.
That cute.
All you got to do is say the secret word.
Talk.
And Pixie, since you haven't been here before, it's always a dirty word.
Or...
She wants it.
Cock goblin.
There's so many dirty
words. Dick goblin. She
wants
it. Nice.
Dick goblin.
So I know this is very topical. You're all wondering, what does the government shutdown mean for me? Or maybe you're not. So I have the answer for you. How it's going to affect your everyday life. How it's going to affect your future. It won't.
Yeah.
Won't do a damn
government
thing.
Government employees aren't getting paid right now. They
Are any of us
in.
Government employees?
No.
No.
I'm also not getting paid right now.
Do any of us work at a zoo?
I don't work at all right now. So
I like to think of New York as a zoo.
I just made a website about like 2 hours before the show because I was like, my work is kind of spread out everywhere. So I was just like, okay, it's just at pixiedreadful.com right now. And it's kind of just links to like my blogs and my modeling site and my new YouTube channel. But yeah, apart from that, it's like I kind of work for myself. So not employed by the government in any way.
I'm not going to do a damn thing.
We're all employed.
And for most people too. And everyone's like, oh, government shutdown, government shutdown. I mean, it sucks, you know, for a lot of people, but not for most.
Is everybody just like, fuck it, I'm not doing this? is that how it happens?
No, that's not how it happens.
That's how it happens.
That's when, yeah, all right, that's how it happens.
What were you going to say?
Well, how it happens is when, you know, when the government can't agree on going forward for budget spending and other issues, and when they can't agree and you reach a certain deadline, then they cut off certain services because they couldn't agree how to fucking do it.
Right. So they basically just said, fuck it, I'm not doing this right now.
Okay, yeah.
I was right. You're like, fuck this.
Fuck this. I'm not doing this. We're done.
Yeah. We can't agree. Fuck it. We're not going to Disney World.
Fuck it. 1986. I'm kidding. Never start a story with a year because it's automatically boring. This just like came to me the other day. So I remember seeing this performance and the guy began with 1957. I was already like, I wasn't born yet. I don't care.
This has nothing to do with me.
This has nothing. I'm not going to relate to this at all. At all.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. 1986. You had me interested.
Really?
Like, yeah, that's 2 years after 84. Let's see where this is going.
Yeah. That's year.
Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I'm just a dick about people starting starting stories with a year.
I just quite like the 80s and 90s as a general era, you know, when it comes to like music and you know, the concerts and the artists.
All right, what if I started at 1974?
I'm still in.
Damn.
Me too. Woodstock. Huh. Woodstock, baby.
That was probably the wrong year.
That was 69. There were no Woodstocks in all of the 70s. They resurfaced in the 90s.
Yeah.
There's some unexplainable
reason. You can tell this is my first time on radio.
Yeah, that's it. But no, I think 76 is when the awesome quarter came out.
That's cool.
That's my favorite quarter. The drummer boy. The bicentennial.
What?
The quarter with the little drummer boy.
Oh, yeah,
in the back.
That's right.
Like, the first of the fun quarters. Now they're all like that.
Yeah.
Now,
that was the first of the fun quarters.
Yeah. That was my first fun quarter. I have it in my stamping coin collection.
1957.
Yeah, go on.
Damn it!
I'm listening.
You kind of want us to just say stop.
I guess it's just me.
Yeah, it's just you.
All right, it's just me again.
But I don't do like dates. Like one day I saw in a movie or TV show that dates would not be on the test, and I'm like, that's it. I don't have to know dates for anything ever.
Sounds like my life right now. Like I have a day planner, but I keep on losing it. And I'm just like, okay, I just have things on my phone or written down or like on notebooks randomly. And it's kind of just like, yeah, my life is just so all over. And that's why I was like, okay, I made the website an hour before this. And I'm like, okay, so it's kind of like a CV, but you know, it's better because it just has my stuff in it. And I don't have to sound as professional on my website. It's more fun for me.
Well, you said CV, so that sounds professional and European.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Okay. I think it's the whole, like, you know, like I was explaining to you earlier, just going to university in London and traveling around Europe and stuff. So I still kind of have some of the speak and
what does CV stand for?
It stands for like, I don't know, what would you call it here? When you have like, a job
letter.
Application. When you film out, when you have to, it's basically like
resume.
When you're applying for work. Yeah, resume. Okay. That was where I was looking for, resume. It's called resume here. But in the UK, it's always called CV. So I just,
I always
call CV in my mind.
I always mix it.
If you're like, if you go to like get your PhD, you then call it a CV. It's like a longer resume, but I don't know what it stands for.
Yeah.
It's allowed to be like 5 pages.
Covers volume.
If I bring the mic towards you, pulling away doesn't help.
Yes, it does. It helps me. I'm entertained. I like that we've put her where she will not hit her head on anything.
He said you have to sit here.
For your own safety.
For your own safety.
That's like my life right there. Like I'm the clumsiest person ever. Like,
well, when they were talking about like a dildo that would like suck my like.
No, not a dildo.
A vibrator,
the womanizer.
That would suck my.
Oh my god! I just bought one of those. I bought
the
sonic
womanizer.
Wave one. No, not the womanizer. It's a sonic wave one I got at the sex museum, like in New York, when one of my friends was here visiting, and it's called like a Sona Sonic Wave. and it's meant to like somehow penetrate your entire like clitoris. And it was one of those impulse buys. I just spent like over, I don't know, I think it's like $100 on it because I was just like impulsive and they said the shop was closing. So I was like, right, I'm just going to buy the best thing here because my therapist said I should love myself more.
So tell us everything about it.
I'm still trying to work out how to use it. That theory, I'm still using my crappy battery operated one because it's very high tech. It's like, you know, it has the recharger. And I said, no, charge it for an hour of pleasure. And I kind of just turned, like I charged it and I fell asleep and I woke up. But I'm just like, I hope I didn't break it. It has like a warranty though. It's like, it has like this really fancy leather box. And you know, it has like a, like a 1 year warranty. It has like all this stuff with it. But no, it's something that I'm looking forward to exploring with my partner soon. I just bought it last week. So, you know.
A whole week.
Yeah. I tried using it, but I was just having like, I don't know, maybe it was like so intense. I wasn't used to the sensation of like it being that intense.
Yeah, that's why I hit my head. Can't you?
Yeah, she's making puke faces. All, oh, things for my pleasure? Ew.
It just seems very intense. Like I like a little, you know, bullet vibrator, just something small. I also do like the big, what are they called? The big
like the rampant rabbit
egg.
It's that big, it's like, it's a huge, like big circle. And it like, you don't know what I'm talking about?
Is it a circle you put like something through, like a cock ring?
No, you just put it on your vagina and it's like,
are they like called like love balls or something balls, like magic balls?
Do they go in or on?
It goes just on. It can't go in. It's so big. It's like, but it's very famous. It's like
$200. Oh, I know. I think I know what you mean now. Is it the Hitachi wand massager?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so by big circle, you mean like a thing that's attached to a whole wand.
It is a whole wand. Okay. But it's a huge
I
have that, circle.
But I left it in Florida. And yeah, I didn't want to ask my parents to mail it to me.
No, yeah.
But no, oh I know God. I know what you're talking about because I have that one in Florida.
That one I like because like, it's still like a lot. It covers like the whole area. You can put it in like the pelvic wall. You know what I mean?
Let's do a circle. Big. Favorite sex toy.
Womanizer.
Favorite sex toy.
I would have to go with the Hitachi one just because I'm still trying to work out my Sonic Cruiser.
Favorite tech sex toy?
What's that thing called? The Rieldo? I think it's the Rieldo.
Me too. Rieldo.
It's like, can I tell her what I
Absolutely.
Do?
Absolutely.
So I put it inside me and then it also has like a little vibrator. And then I peg him while I put this like, little thing inside me.
So like, yeah,
it's
vibrator
got a, it's
goes
got a
into
dildo
the-
size, side, and
And like a little, like it's like a little egg. Vibrator egg thing that I shove in my vagina.
Yeah.
Do you want me to show
goes...
them a picture of you with it?
Sure.
Okay.
For the viewers at home.
Well, you're very descriptive.
But yeah, the vibrating part goes into the vibrator goes into the balls like from behind, and that hits right on the clit.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. No. My partner has like his own sex toy. I don't know, I'm so I don't even know how he uses it. And then I was like, what I like about the Sonic Cruiser is I guess it's like the womanizer. It's great to use during sex, I think. So I need to like experiment with it more. Oh, wow.
So it makes me look like I have a dick.
Yeah.
It does. That's interesting. Sorry. I said it does. That's interesting. Is that for like anal stuff? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so
you can put it anywhere. You can put it vaginal.
Yeah, I could put it into a girl too, but I put it into him.
What I love about this is while it covers your vagina, I still don't think we could show it on Facebook because it looks like a real dick.
Yeah, totally.
But it does technically cover your vagina. And
but I mean,
you
like,
see the
you
silver
just
part.
Have to put like the censored bit like over.
Yeah. And you can see the silver part is the vibrator thing. It does look a little bit like labia.
That yeah, but interesting. Like, I'm wondering like where the dildo is and where the
yes, yeah, so the Sorry. Egg is inside
the
of her
egg is inside me, so it's like a strapless dildo.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and to describe it, she's wearing shoes on the bed. The germaphobe in me.
No,
notices.
I said that to him, but he was like, "You just bought them, and so it's okay."
But
I've only worn.
Yeah, they were brand
ones.
New, and yeah. we wiped down the.
We
but it works because
yeah.
they're knee high boots, high heel boots, spread eagle. With a penis looking thing with a dick. It's so
very
funny.
Clean
it's
background.
So yeah. Yeah, this could go up in a museum. If you put like a little like painterly.
Well, I mean,
it
could go in the sex museum.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
I've
been
perfect.
In the museum of sex before.
Have you?
Oh, did you do that cyber thing? Because like I tried doing it and they said you have to book in advance and I'm really curious about it.
No, my friend
like
Carter
you were exhibited?
Smith, yeah, he exhibited me and Nina Lavoie and Aquinos, our burlesque acts, and then but then I didn't go to like the party because I had like, bad anxiety and like I didn't want to go like
because it was
see
social.
Myself. I was like, I don't really want to see myself. Like,
we have so little in common.
It's so weird. It's so weird because I know how you love to party
and be around people instead of cats.
Yeah, this must be difficult for you.
Who I would choose people over cats or dogs. I know, right? I have a dog. But I my cat just passed away, but I love
sorry.
All animals.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's so sad.
Yeah.
What was
yeah.
your babe's name?
She was called Grayminkle. She was my cat for 16 years in Florida, and I got to see her right before I left, right before the hurricane. And I kind of called my mom back, and they were asking how to put my cat down. So sorry, that's quite depressing. Pressing topic, but you know, she'll always be in my heart, and you know, I'm lucky I have a dog, and I don't know. I mean, I love people, I do, but with the whole having anxiety, like you were saying, sometimes it's just so much easier being around animals.
Yeah.
Because you can, you know, like you know what their needs are, you take care of their needs, and they're just there for like endless love and yeah. like cuddles and affection. So
yeah, I'm working on making my dog an emotional support animal.
My dog is actually a psychiatric service dog.
Nice. How did you
basically like well, I mean, I have bipolar and I have anxiety as well, so
yeah,
I think we're all in the kind of the anxiety club here.
I took a Xanax.
I'm prescribed Valium as well, but it's kind of as needed. So I try and you know, limit myself. I remember to breathe and do exercises. Yeah. But it was kind of just when like just for having all these things, and I remember mentioning to you, Faceboy, about like my anxiety and stuff like that, and a lot of it involves traveling, like going on planes, going on trains, sometimes talking to people on the phone.
Yeah,
but
we're the same person.
Yeah,
I hate those things.
I think all four of us. Oh my god! Every time we're a good crew right here.
When my phone rings, I'm like,
no.
What could you
possibly
need? No. Yeah. Why? What have I done?
Seriously, if you just go see a psychiatrist, like my psychiatrist is actually still in Florida, but she just wrote me a letter, and she, you know, and I explained to her like it's, you know, really hard for me traveling, and that way she flies for me for free anywhere in America. So you know, if you rent, it used to be emotional support dog, and now it's, I think, a psychiatric service dog because they changed the name of the law. So like
or
now,
animal.
I just read an article today that they're trying to crack down on like
fakers.
So they're, but I mean,
which is fair, I guess.
Yeah. But how do they know who's faking it and who's not?
Well, whether you have the documentation or not. Like some people can just buy the vest and then get on whatever they want.
So they're not going to crack down on doing it just on the fakers.
I know that it's now different. Like I started with the process about a year ago, and there was like a clear path to how to get this done in New York.
And now it's like not.
Yeah, you just call 311 and there's a department there.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden it's like New York doesn't do it.
So maybe if you go to a psychiatrist, you could what she's saying, maybe you could do that and like have them write you a letter.
Yeah, you need a letter from a therapist. Like if you were to fly, let's say like JetBlue, for example, you would need a letter from your therapist, and that's
I used to have a letter from my therapist, and that was fine. And then, you know, like you were saying, they're cracking down, and I can see why, because I have another friend who has a seizure dog, and you know, it's very hard, like when he's traveling, like with people who do the faking, they don't realize like how there are people who actually have really bad freakouts or bad mental issues or bad medical conditions, and they kind of really need the animal there just to kind of like have, you know, a way of breathing, a way of like remembering that, you know, you have your baby. She's like my fur baby. So yeah. You know, it's just, sometimes it's like, you know, because I've had panic attacks like in post offices and really bad places, and it's just like,
me too,
like why but it's something that, you know, you do have to see like a proper psychiatrist for now, like not even just like a therapist, like they have to be a registered psychiatrist. So
are you sure not a psychologist?
I just meant more like it can't just be a therapist, because I see a therapist
as well.
It can't
be like an MSW, like a master social worker or a PsyD. It would have to be like
that was the problem I had in my previous letter, because my therapist also did social work, and they were like, no, she's a social worker, she doesn't count or something.
Yeah.
So I had to go to my psychiatrist, and then she wrote me the letter.
Yeah, I think social workers aren't allowed to do your like pre-employment for the jobs that say you're like, you know, you're not crazy, you can't be crazy to like drive the train or something like that. They're saying the LCSW is not enough anymore.
Yeah, because they just have like a master's, basically.
They have a master's.
Whereas like a PhD is, more schooling. And then MD is what a psychiatrist is. They actually don't even know people. They just know medicine.
Yeah, they don't really sit with you for more than like 5 minutes usually.
How's it working? Want more or less? Yeah. Okay, see you tomorrow.
That was my psychiatrist, the last one I went to. I now just get my drugs through my doctor because I can't fucking go to Coney Island.
Yeah, I once had
a psychiatrist that said, I don't know why you come in here and talk to me all this time. I'm really just a glorified drug dealer.
That's
actually said that.
No way.
That's 100% why.
You were sitting there telling him. It's actually true. Like, yeah, I kind of don't trust a lot of psychiatry as a profession as well because of that. It's like I've been handed so many, like people prescribe me so much stuff and I've always had such a bad reaction to it. Yeah. So now I'm just like, you know what? I know what my problem is. My problem is I need to wake up earlier. I need to have a more scheduled life. I need to exercise more. I need to eat healthier. And, you know, it's like, you know what you need? And you know you need to do those things. And part of you is like still that resistant. So I think that's where kind of some of the anxiety comes in because you're like in the problem and you're not in the solution.
100% why I need a pill that will make me do that.
That's something I had written down to ask you about, and you sort of answered it already. Like, how do you deal with depression, especially in the winter, which is the hardest time for people with mental problems? And you kind of answered it. And I follow a similar program. I try to walk. I walk a minimum of 3.5 miles a day, usually up to 5. So I'm out. I'm getting exercise. I'm getting some sun. I try to take
jerk
time
off
to
make the pedometer go more. Go on.
Listen to music. Watch what music. I eat. And try to anything that I don't have to do that's stressful, don't fucking do it. You know, just don't fucking do it if you don't have to.
Taxes. I haven't done them. I did them like last year or 2-3 years ago. I don't know. Back to like 2008, and now I'm up to 2014.
1986.
Is that the last time you did your taxes?
Are you just saying random New Year's years because there's a story behind it, or do you just like kind of
no story behind
years?
It whatsoever?
Well, here's a story. In 1942, her grandparents met.
Let's okay, hear
that's
that
probably
story.
True.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's kind of a funny story. Well, not it's not really
not
funny.
Hilarious.
It's not funny. It's not actually funny. Quite depressing. It's funny in the sense of like it's how I was born. So I guess it's. More
unusual.
Ironic.
Unusual.
More ironic. Unusual. I don't know.
Unexpected.
Peculiar.
Curious.
Peculiar. Yeah. Well, my grandfather, he was actually at one point on a train, like to, you know, what he later learned out was a concentration camp. And they basically just like herded all of these people onto this train. And the story is he told it to my grandmother and my mother later on was that he saw an apple tree and he kind of knew something was up. He's like, you know, because they were all just being herded onto this train and they said they were going to like a spa or something. But, you know, he's not stupid. So and he said that he said he saw this apple tree and then he jumped off the train. And apparently everyone in that train like got killed in the gas chambers. And how he met my grandmother was actually he was married to a woman and my grandmother was married to a man and they both also were killed in the Holocaust. It's not so depressing. But basically, like, you know, because they knew each other, they ended up, you know, just kind of bonding, I guess, over their loss. And then they ended up having my mother. So, you know, my mom's divorced, my dad's divorced later, 2 divorces later, and I ended up being born. So, you know, in a weird way, it's like, you know, if it wasn't for Holocaust and multiple divorces, I wouldn't be here. So, but hey, I mean, I guess that's life, right?
Was his wife on the train with him?
I don't think so. I really don't. Okay. I think they were separated because I would have heard that as part of the story, I think.
It was like an all-male train.
Yeah.
How did your grandmother escape?
She was actually, it was fun, but that's another fun story. She was actually working as an assistant seamstress to, one of her other relatives and I'm trying to, I think it might've been like her aunt or it was one of her relatives and her aunt was like this amazing seamstress and she was working on like these hats and these dresses for kind of like the Nazi elite's wives, you know, like for all the people who were like in the elite and their wives still wanted the fancy clothing and the nice dresses and the hats. So she kind of said, you know what? I can't do this seamstress work without my assistant. And that's how my grandmother like survived.
That's
because
wow.
You know, and they kind of got special treatment for that. Wow. So it really lucky.
That's
honestly
incredible.
Yeah, so
that's amazing.
That is so nuts. Like, just imagine that conversation. Like, you can't kill her. She makes the best hats. Really?
So we were going to follow through on the legal fling app.
Yes, and we sort of did.
So this,
you're welcome.
This is
consensual?
Yeah.
Yes. This is the app that
I hate this.
I know. Me too.
Why?
We're on the same page. We're on the same page.
I love it.
What is it?
But you love it for a different reason.
I love it because I'd say no.
Yeah.
So
there's this app.
Proven court document saying I never consented to this shit. Stop touching me in my fucking sleep, you fucking creep.
I don't like it because there's no like way to say that you like no revoke consent.
Yeah, exactly. There is. You just press a button.
No, I read that you couldn't. Maybe we read different articles, but the article I read said you after you give consent, you can't revoke it.
Which is obscene.
No, it says
absurd,
you can.
But let me hear the update.
No, I don't know what article you read, but when I read the bylaws or whatever on this thing, one, it hasn't happened yet because they're still trying to get funding for it.
I see.
Okay. So I can't even download the app because it doesn't exist yet. It's just an idea.
Okay.
And they're
What's
asking
the name
for
of
money.
It, if you
it's
don't mind
legalfling.io.
Asking.
Okay. If you wanted to find out more about it, go to legalfling.io. And it says like, well, if I give consent, does that mean that it's blanket yes consent or can I say no? And they're like, no. No means no. When you say no, that nullifies your consent granted.
Okay.
All right,
but that's
still,
hard to prove.
Yeah, that's really hard to
you
prove.
Grab the phone.
Yeah, what if your phone's not there?
Or what about BDSM?
Yeah, what if
you're
consented
up.
To be tied up? Yeah. And they don't, they violate the safe word. Like,
I think,
what about that?
That's a really good point. Yeah.
Yeah. This is something
I think it definitely
that,
gives a leeway for people to like abuse people within BDSM.
Yeah. This is something that was developed by a dude. Not a woman.
Yeah.
And it is...
This is something that, like, Scary Ben would do.
There you go.
Okay, because Scary Ben used to do this, actually, on Facebook. He would try to get some, like, a lot of face... He'd try to get a lot of consent beforehand, previously, so that he had some sort of legal documentation saying you would do it. But then he'd get there, and he'd fucking beat the shit out of them, which wasn't part of it, and do all these crazy shit that wasn't part of them. And in my case, take off a cotton tub, and... You know what I mean? That wasn't part of any of the things that we had... like done his guideline, but then in his mind he's like, well, they're not going to take me to court, and it did prevent me from taking him to court because I knew like that, well, it did prevent me from going to like the police when it happened because I was like, he's just going to be like, well, look, she consented to this. So I it just reminds me of Ben. Like all I hear about it is I'm like, Scary Ben
was a clown in the burlesque New York City
burlesque but he raped like 90 people.
I know him.
Oh my
sort
god
of.
That sounds wow, that's
yeah,
that
he kind of ruined
terrifying.
My life.
Yeah, I met him right around the time that he was getting ostracized from the community, like right before.
Right before.
Yeah, and I didn't know him that well, but we were talking because I thought he was interesting, and he
bring
like
on here.
I don't know. He kind of like I was like we were near the name. Same place at the same time. I'm like, oh, let's meet up and smoke, and he was like, and then what? I'm like, whoa, dude. The fuck?
Wait, like, it's crazy you met him. Like, yeah. I mean, I was saying this reminds me so much. And for the life of me, I think I'm blanking on the name, but there's a serial killer clown. And
Gacy.
Yeah, Gacy. That's what it, yeah, John Wayne Gacy. Yeah. John Wayne Gacy, yeah. And I was like, this reminds me so much of John Wayne Gacy. Like, that is just some disturbing shit right there.
Like
and this
serial,
actually happened in New York. And,
yeah,
like, and
serial
you met
rapist.
Met him?
A serial rapist.
And he came
clown.
On to you?
Sort of in a weird way. Like, he was at a wedding and I was at an event near the wedding and he talked about
Did
wanting to
Did he
put
his smoke? Finger in your ear?
No, we didn't touch. We didn't touch
at
all.
He used to do this thing for like years when I wouldn't talk to him. And he'd like come up to me and fucking like from behind and like put his finger in my ear. And I was like,
yeah, it's weird.
It's so funny. I mean, is there like police reports against this person? Because that's
no,
kind of
so basically
hard
because
to
of
thing.
Because of like I really believe nobody ever went to the cops because of this exact thing, like this app, like thing where he would like go into detail about like the things he was going to do and then leave out the things that were going to be really horrific. But then everybody got afraid to go to the cops when it actually happened because they were like, well, I did like on Facebook consent to doing this.
Right. But if you consented and you on this app, supposedly it's also a dating thing. It's not just an app, but a dating networking thing. On this, if you consent to certain things, but you do not consent to like no condom and then that happens, you have legal documentation saying that.
Yeah, I guess, and that's the problem. Whereas the Facebook, like, it's, but I mean, I did not consent. I did say no condom there, but I feel like it just made me feel like the fact that I had consented to anything at all made me feel like the cops wouldn't be on my side because the cops are, you know, they
never are, and
then really
the court
aren't.
System is not.
That's yeah. true. Yeah,
and I know that because of a fucking psycho that like got into my home.
Yeah. Oh, I've had a lot of friends. I've had like, well, he was stalking me actually. They and the cops kind of came and. Said someone was stalking me, but they didn't really like offer me much help.
At most, they can file a complaint.
Yeah.
That's it. You just
have
to document it.
Yeah, I have friends who, you know, have these. I have a friend who literally had a text message from her ex admitting that he raped her and she still lost the court case in London.
Jesus.
One of my other friends, stepbrother abused her since the age of 5 and she also lost that court case. So.
Do you know why or how? Was it jury? No jury?
Like, it was a jury thing. And it was just basically like one of his other exes, who I guess he didn't rape, like was saying, you know, oh, he's this wonderful person or whatever from like earlier on.
A character
and they're
witness.
Very. A character witness, yeah. Yeah. And they're very on the side of the rapist. Like, they're not on the side of the person who is complaining. And that's kind of why so many cases of rape go unreported, you know? And it's because, like, you know, like the woman, first of all, like, who, if you've been assaulted, like I've been assaulted, I'm just going to say that publicly. And it's so very hard.
We all.
Yeah, we all have. Everybody in this room has. So.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, for me, it was very hard. Like, for 9 months, I didn't want to admit it happened. And I, you know, I was in intensive, you know, therapy for that. And then it was kind of like, okay. And apparently, and I know he's probably still doing it. You know, it's someone who's a producer in London. You know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You're definitely still doing it.
100% yeah, not stopped. Like, has not stopped. High power. Yeah, no, they never. Pay people off, get the best lawyers.
Definitely
and
didn't.
Diminish the character of the person who's...
Exactly. I mean, with the whole Harvey Weinstein thing as well, and, like, you know, with all of these high-profile things, it's, like, for years that story did not break, you know, because of that. And these are high-profile cases. Yeah, and, like, people were joking about it, you know, on, like, apparently, award shows. Yeah, and I'm like, that's really fucked up. Like, you know, I mean, I wonder if he knew and was,
he
like...
Knew.
But why would he make that joke? Like, that's because really fucked up. And it's like, it made me, like, you know, like kind of like think of a lot of, I think, especially, you know, male actors in Hollywood in this completely different light, which is kind of sad. You know, like with Kevin Spacey, I loved him. I loved his work. And then I found out he molested one of my favorite Broadway actors at 14.
No,
he was saying that he, like, drunkenly, the statement that Anthony said was that he drunkenly groped him.
Oh, okay.
And then
there was, like, a secluded room drunkenness after party.
Yeah, and apparently a lot of other people from House of Cards also came forward with complaints. Okay. So yeah, it was like...
I didn't know there was more.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot. It was after Anthony Rapp made the first... I always think of it as a watershed moment when this kind of thing happens, where it's like, okay, that happened, and, like, it's like a watershed. It's like the dams broke. And then a lot of people are coming forward against him, but... You know, it's sad because it's like, you know, makes me be like, you know, okay, well, you know, he's been some of my favorite movies or TV shows. And I'm like, I don't know. And I have to learn to separate the product from.
I mean, and
that's
he was
exactly
a kid.
What I was about
Anthony
to ask
Rapp,
about.
Anthony Rapp was a kid. It was like, it's
yeah,
like
he
14.
Was 14.
No
he
matter
was 14
what,
when
like,
it happened. Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to, the next question I was going to ask about is, like, how do you separate the art from the artist? Or do you? And to what extent can you? Like, when I found out that Ringo was a wife beater.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Point, yeah.
I mean, Picasso was abusive. Bukowski was abusive.
And self-abusive.
No, but self-abusive, but, like, Bukowski was abusive to women. And
that makes sense.
I reconciled that by he got help and he got better.
So, who? Ringo?
Ringo, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know any of that.
I think a lot of people just think, you know, when your art is good enough, people, you get a pass. And I that's unfortunate, but I... That's like, there's been...
If
like,
your art is good enough, you get a pass.
I think that's unfortunate, but that's how it is.
Your art might get a pass. I don't know if
your art, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was actually, difference. That was what I was just about to bring up. Like, I'm really glad you brought that up because...
The distinction.
You know, yeah, the distinction between the two, because it's like, especially, I think, you know, for anyone who struggles with depression or anxiety or any mental health issues, you just want to look at things or watch things and enjoy them. You know, I don't want to watch American Beauty and think about him molesting Anthony Rapp. I really don't. It's like, you know, and I want to watch, you know, just like I watch, you know, Anthony Rapp in Star Trek, and I don't want to think, you know, I don't want to, like, think, you know, and it's like, I know it happens. I wrote, you know, I've written an article about it. I've, you know, kind of explained, and it's just one of those situations, I think, where you kind of have to be like, what makes you happy? And you can kind of say, I appreciate this person's contributions, but they're a reprehensible person. Like Andy Warhol, for example. Andy Warhol made these massive, like, you know, like, trend in the art movement. He, like, basically created modern art. And I respect him for that. But at the same time, look at Edie Sedgwick. I mean, what he did to her was
totally
horrible. So, you know.
What did he do? He, like, messed her head up.
He basically, like, he screwed her over in every way. She was kind of like a socialite.
He slandered her and he, like, used all of her money, slandered her. He got her on drugs. He, like, tried to just make her, like, then use, like, the drugs as a way to... He was passing out all the drugs.
Yeah, he was, like, gaslighting her.
No,
and, like,
he used it as a way
her,
to, like, tell everybody else she's crazy, which is something, you know, like, Ben was on a lot of drugs, and he'd say, like, he slandered me saying, like, oh, she's on drugs. Like, people, whether or not they're on drugs, they just kind of use it as a way to slander, like, women more. Like women on drugs is more, like, hysterical, right? And so...
You can't trust her. She's emotional.
You can't trust her. She's emotional. She's a drug addict. Yeah. But often it's, like, the person... giving you the drugs, who's slandering you for that.
And I noticed that goes on a lot, like in just like social scene. I mean, especially in New York, I noticed. Like in London, it's, I don't know, like for some reason when I was out partying in London, it's like, it's very respectful there. Like it, I've been to after parties and yeah, everyone's fucked up, but like nothing sexual ever happens. Everyone just kind of talks and is wasted, you know, but there's not like all that sexual creepiness. And I feel like in, at least like in my experience in New York, when I was kind of hanging out with some people, like a lot of it, I mean, so a lot of it was consensual creepy and just fun, but it was a lot, it's very creepy. Yeah. There's one guy, I'm not going to, I can't name him for legal reasons, but a lot of girls have come forward to me and said that he like drugged and assaulted them, and I can't say who it is, and it's like, but it's you know, I think I might be involved in a court case at some point coming up just because I know that this is happening. So it's kind of it's really
sad. That why you don't want to talk about it, because it's illegal?
Yeah, and also he's a lawyer himself as well. Oh, so like, okay. I'm kind of scared for my own safety and also to protect the anonymity.
We're anonymity. Some people of, in the burlesque team getting sued for defamation right now.
Yeah, there was actually a accused rapist, just to save myself, in the comedy world, that then sued somebody, a well-known comic, again in the comedy world, a woman who came forward about it. And she didn't even do anything, and he like took her to court, and she was off of Facebook and like not really posting. And then the moment she won, she posted the whole thing and let everybody know what had happened. And it's
fantastic.
Like, yeah. Good. She's a fucking baller. Jasmine Pierce.
Awesome. So that's a good way to go into our top 10 list.
Awesome.
I didn't want to segue when things are getting heavy and deep and stuff. So Hugh Wilson, the creator of WKRP in Cincinnati, passed away recently. Created a lot of different things, and we're going to honor him by the top 10 list of WKRP in Cincinnati episode titles that could be porn.
And just explain the game so that everybody knows.
So you say, what kind of porn is it when I do the episode titles? Is it gangbang porn?
So I have to just...
Is it, yeah, you try to figure out what kind of porn it is and be as descriptive as you can.
Okay.
And you get
it. I don't watch much porn, so I don't know if I know like the categories, but I'm going to do my best.
Make stuff up in your head.
You can even make like a whole story up.
You can make up a whole story.
Okay. I can tell you the whole thing. That I have.
Here we go. Oh, and there are no fake ones in here because I forgot to put them in.
Yeah, right.
No, seriously, they're on. Number 10, Here Comes Everybody.
All right, that's Bukkake.
Oh, really? I thought it was Orgy.
Yeah, but like comes.
Okay.
What's Bukkake?
That's a lot of semen.
It's like a whole bunch of guys like coming on one girl's face.
I don't know how you pronounce that. I've seen that on sites. So I don't know how to pronounce
that.
Like Bukkake, Bukkake. Yeah. I have no idea.
Bukkake? Is it Bukkake?
You learned something.
Bukkake.
Eat one of them bootcakes. Yeah, you can also put it in containers and then, like, you know, drink it or whatever.
I don't like it at all.
No, I hate it.
I don't like it too.
I hate it too.
I'm just like, no, I can't even watch it.
I don't like gangbang porn either.
Yay!
Oh, really? No, no, I do.
It's not. Keith Tiny doesn't like.
Yeah, Catherine does.
Keith Tiny doesn't like shit like that.
Yeah, I don't. I just don't want to see them coming. I just want to see them having sex. I don't even like mayo.
Number 9.
Neither do I. It's so nasty.
Number 9. Studs of the Airwaves.
Ooh, Studs of the Airwaves.
Interesting.
Well,
isn't it?
Yeah. I'd say this is definitely something with pegging, but...
With pegging? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's like studs.
Maybe that's kind of what's on your mind?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. Because if you can make the connections, yeah. I'm listening.
All right, because then I started to try to talk about it, and I was like, actually...
There's no connection.
Oh, no, you're just thinking about pegging. Yeah, no, for me, it's like a bunch of... guys who do like a really religious radio show, and then they fuck when they're not doing their religious radio
nice.
Show.
That's what it is. Number 8, an explosive affair. I think that's pegging. Oh, wait a minute. That's just that's just what's on my mind.
That's just on your mind again.
An explosive affair.
Damn. I mean, explosive obviously makes me think of like
orgies.
Semen.
Or huge like, cum shot.
Yeah,
it seems like a gangbang.
Yeah, and then affair, I'm going cuck. So well, lots I mean, of semen
isn't that like more like isn't that more like kind of a dominatrix like a BDSM thing?
Yeah, you fuck everybody else, but you don't fuck your guy.
Yeah.
Well, like
yeah.
the cuck is the person who gets
but the cuck
off
is the person who gets off on like watching
the fact
you know,
that they don't get
with,
ever
the fact they don't get anything.
But yeah. Like, yeah, their girl gets fucked like all the time, or their guy, it doesn't matter. But their girl or guy gets fucked all the time by other people, and like they either do it in front of them or they go out all like fancy and they dress up fancy for them, but they never give them anything.
Yes. So that.
Number seven. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, sorry.
What are you saying? Say it.
Oh, no, I have people messaging me on Facebook about this. Like, literally, someone in England was messaging me, and they're like, yeah, I have such a small penis. Like, you know, I would just love it. Like, just like, I wouldn't care if my girl, like, was with someone with a bigger penis than me, and I'd love to watch it. And I'm like, do you want to be a cuck? Like, do you enjoy
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's I don't a cuck
know. And then,
yeah.
You know, I think that they do, and they keep on going on about their erotic art, but they're, like, kind of scared to still admit it. And I'm like, dude, you're a fucking cuck. Just admit it.
Yeah, no,
it's okay. I hate to say that. Like,
I feel
that way,
like no, I've never met a cuck guy who could ever admit that. They really? Like they always like talk about it, so you
they
know
talk about
that
it so much.
You know they're a cuck, and they talk, but they never actually can say the word. When you're like, "Oh, are you a cuck?" They're like, "Of course not. I'm not. That's degrading."
You're I'm like, not a cuck. I just like watching my woman have sex with someone who can get her off. All right.
Even though I can't.
Like this person messaging me, like exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny.
You're a cuck.
I actually have a very very small penis, and that's why we do more pegging than.
That's not why.
I don't have a small penis. What do you mean that's not why? What the fuck was that?
Yeah, you do.
What the hell was that?
Yeah, you do.
You've seen pictures.
Yeah, pictures. They could be fucked with. Now I know.
I mean, like Photoshop is this.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I didn't mean to say you have a small penis.
Could you be a good angle?
I'm sorry, I'm just teasing.
Yeah, no, I mean, the reality is like, my vagina is sensitive.
Number seven.
You just have a small penis. You just have a big vagina. You know?
No, I have a small vagina.
She has a very small vagina.
I don't like a lot of sex in my vagina because I say it has teeth.
Small vag, big lips.
I have huge lips. They're like
mentioned.
I showed you.
Yeah, I saw a picture.
I saw a picture, but inside it feels it hurts.
I'm like that too, but yeah.
Yeah. Too tiny.
We're only up to number seven. Fever all through the night.
We're 3D.
Fever all through the night.
Oh, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I think that's just marathon sex porn.
Yeah. I was gonna say, is that like tantric sex?
Maybe.
Yes.
No, but tantric wouldn't make you like fever, would it?
Well, fever is like, all through the night. Yeah.
Fever makes me think.
Oh,
two things,
because it goes
sick
like,
or
it
like
goes
interracial.
All night. Oh, does? I've never really done tantric. It's too like, earthy for me.
Too earthy.
You're like, get me away from this new age earthy.
No, I mean, I guess we do like our massage. That like my, I like he like helps me with my back. Is that tantric? Is that what that is?
Well, tantric is like it's admit you just like go on
Reiki,
and you don't
I think
come.
You're thinking of Reiki.
Yeah.
Well, we do that.
You don't come.
No,
you
well,
just kind of
go that,
for a while.
Like, that was our beginning.
We do that like
the
once a week.
The rape play was our beginning, like the only way I would fucking begin. I was like, listen, you have to pretend to rape me, but you know, it's all consensual. It's totally fine, but otherwise, I can't fuck a man. And he was like, what? Okay.
So we did that, and then, now we do massage.
But, I mean, we still do rape play.
Not that often.
Yeah, because we're not as creepy now.
What's that?
We're not like, I'm not as creepy of a person anymore.
Ever since the film came out.
I mean, to be honest, like, especially like in the early 70s, there was this book called My Secret Garden, and about a lot of it were like women who didn't say they even necessarily wanted to be raped, but they were like so scared of having sex. Maybe they were raped in the past, so, you know, they feel like that's the only way they can enjoy it, or it's just a bit more of it, like, you know, being a very repressed time, or if you
and
feel repressed, it kind
sort
of
like a way
it's that
like,
kind of thing.
You sort of like feel like, if I'm consenting to somebody doing this play, like I'm telling them, then you like take back power. I shouldn't say this, but the first time I ever had sex with a man was rape, so I've had like a lot of fucked up shit. Like for all of college, I like only fucked girls over it, and then I eventually like brought boys in the mix because I am bisexual. But sorry, it got really emotional there.
Got real.
Yeah. I was gonna give you a hug. Like,
go ahead, give her a hug.
Aww. Team Tiny.
I love you.
Number six. Strange bedfellows.
This is an episode of everything.
I know. Strange bedfellows is like every. It's like made the top 10
like
so many
like
times.
Two like trucker men who can't admit they're gay, and like,
truck bed.
Truckers. Like, two truckers that can't admit they're gay. I'll go with that. Bed. I like that. Number five, this is kind of obvious, a family affair.
Yeah, it's what it sounds
incest
like.
Game of Thrones. Is incest porn like legal? Like, can they put that on Pornhub and shit?
It's on there.
It's on Game of Thrones.
I don't know if it's real. I mean, I know it's on the site I use. I don't use Pornhub because Pornhub's too vanilla. So I'll give you a link.
All right, give me a link.
Do you use Red Tube? Which one?
Okay, no, that's also too vanilla.
Okay, fair enough.
So is X Hamster, X Tube. They're all too vanilla.
All right, you send me a link on the FaceTube.
Yeah. Number four, for love or money.
This has been on the list before.
I know.
Does every fucking episode of every a sitcom producer, have these fucking I don't know. Names? Like, is there just like stock names?
I guess so.
Are you sure
that's like prostitution porn?
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, it sounds like Pretty Woman to me, honestly.
Yes. Number three, sex, lies, and videotape. This is porn that took place in the
80s. Yeah, when videotape that's 80s, was a thing.
Yes, that's 80s
but
porn.
That, it's like, but that's, so like, I feel like maybe they had it in the room and you didn't know.
Oh, the lies part?
Yeah, that's what I think about lies.
I'm oh, like, okay, so that's surreptitiously recording someone.
Yeah. But I like that it's on videotape because it's not a small device. Like, it's obviously it's like a big device.
You
it's
can, like hide it in the bushes.
One gigantic eye.
I once dated this man and there was like, and he was like, we were poly and he was like, well, come and watch my plants. You can have friends over. Da, da, da. And then like, we started seeing all these like red lights like all over. And I was like, he's filming us, guys. And so then that was the end of that relationship.
But did you find out?
I mean, it was like at first my friend was like, you're tripping. But then he was like, oh my God, there are red lights everywhere. Like,
that's really
was it a Christmas tree? Like, or was
no,
it real?
Like they were like in like the bushes, then inside, like everywhere. They were just like, we just randomly, you know, creepy. Like you see that like the like little red like thing, yeah. Like they were, it was everywhere. He thought I was tripping, but then he was like, oh my God, they are everywhere. What the?
Did you ever like look into it? Like into any of these red lights?
We found a camera. We kept partying there for the weekend, and then I just stopped seeing him.
Yeah.
That guy I mentioned earlier as well. Like, one of my friends found it was disguised as a smoke detector, but it had a video camera inside of it, and she found it, and she, like, took it out of his apartment, and, like, there's so much creepy shit involved with this person, and it's just, I'm still getting texts from people about it, and I'm just like, I don't want to deal with it. I can't deal with, like, all the stuff, but I'm like, if I need to go to court, I'll go to court. You know, it's just like there's still people who don't know who are asking me questions, and I'm like, okay, it's the same person. It's like it's just all the creepy shit involved with him. I don't know. I'm gonna call him Rainbow at the moment.
He does not deserve that name.
He doesn't.
I know.
Rainbow is a good thing.
I like Rainbow.
I know. No, unfortunately, it's like it sucks. We used to be friends.
Shitmo.
He could be like the Rainbow Poop emoticon. Yeah. How about that?
The Rainbow
He's a poop emoji.
The Rainbow Poop emoji. Yeah.
Was he really into rainbows?
He was, yeah. So, and unfortunately, because it's just like, I don't want to associate no, unicorns or rainbows
no.
with you. Yeah,
yeah, so it's just call him the poop emoji.
He can just be the poop. Like, yeah. Yeah. He can be my dog shit that I have to pick up every day.
To pick up every day. It's a doggy, yeah.
Number three. Number two.
Number two, speaking of poop.
Number two, never leave me, Lucille. Now I know exactly what this is. This is porn. This is porn where some guy who's dating someone named Lucille is getting pegged for hours. They're both into it, but at some point she gets tired, but he's still needy, and then it gets kind of weird. So she decides, you know, hey, I'm just going to leave right now so that it doesn't get more weird. And afterwards he starts riding a dildo and they're good the next day.
So I'll be seeing that tape later, right? You'll be sending it to me from your phone?
No, that's just what I'm thinking that is.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what the title implies.
Yeah, you kind of creep me out by this story, though, because your mother sends me that song, and like you kind of just brought your mother into our
show. Oh, no.
That's like the fucking Friends episode. Of like,
every time I like am not around, his mother like calls me on the phone and she's like, "You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille."
Four hungry children and the crops in the field.
His mom calls you?
Yeah, yes. She calls me and sings me this song. She's like, literally, like, and she like gets this like voice. She's like, she's actually a pretty good singer. She's like, you picked a fun time to leave me. And I'm like, what the
and
fuck?
And you're sure it's not just Bass Boy in a wig?
No, it's like, no, I mean, she sung it to me in person, too.
Now I'm just imagining you.
He pissed me off, and I spent a weekend away. And when I came back, she was like,
you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
Wow.
Number one, WKRP in Cincinnati, episode titles that could be porn, Filthy Pictures.
Really?
Yes.
It's basically all the footage from your creepy people's cameras.
Yeah,
that's what
it is.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. They probably do have a website out for that shit.
Oh, yeah.
I should be getting money.
I'll send you a link.
Yeah. Yeah, if you find
your hair looks less
pink, I'm poor and I haven't gotten any money. So let me know, right?
That's what I was like. I was like, you know what? Like, crap, I need to, you know, like, I need to do, like, Skype and phone domination work because people have asked me for it. Like, my clients in Europe are like, you should do this. And I was so bad at self-promotion. So I was like, okay, I need to build a website anyway. I need to do a radio show in an hour. I'm going to do this now. And then, I did it.
I
do occasional phone and, you know, Skype.
Yeah, Team Tiny.
I'm not going to go into the ones that didn't make the list because we only have 10 minutes left to the show.
Longest fucking.
That was the longest top 10 list ever.
Well, ever. I don't know. We got distracted.
Folks, if you like what you're hearing and you want to support Freeform Radio, if you want to support the station, go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. If you want to sponsor this show in particular, give us some money. It's tax deductible. I mean, why not?
Yeah, do it.
Go to rfb.nyc/ass. That's rfb.nyc/ass. Since we only have less than 10 minutes left, I want to make sure everybody gets out there the stuff that they're doing, the stuff they want to promote, the things that they want to do. Oh, yeah, the hint for the secret word.
Mm-hmm. But fuck.
She's learning. She's learning. You just start throwing stuff out there. Penis.
Cock, goblin, dick, sounding.
Cock.
Erection, hard. Hard mic. Coming.
Job.
Pegging, fucking, trans.
Second clue.
Furries, because it's a furry animal.
Face fucking. Deep throat, blowjobs,
pearl necklace,
oral.
Third clue.
Face banging.
Penis top.
Head.
Reach around.
The thing involving a head.
Oh, rim job.
You're getting warmer.
Okay.
Giving head. Head fucking.
Head fucking.
Penis top. Mushroom tip, just the tip, dome.
Trump is a?
Dickhead.
Yes!
Damn it.
Yes!
Damn it.
Thank you. Yay.
I love that was the clue.
I love this so much.
I love that that's how she got it.
Right?
Trump is a dickhead.
It's like right there.
She's like, good.
Wow.
that made it nice. It's perfect for you too, though.
Oh, thank you so much.
And all the feathers.
I love it. I love owls. I have a friend who considers an owl her spirit animal. So I don't know if she's listening, but Hannah, I might give this to you. Otherwise, I'll keep it because it's like Hedwig. Cute. It's cute.
It's adorable.
It's really nice. It's like made with feathers. And
yeah, it's adorable. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You won it. You earned it fair and square.
Thank you, Donald Trump. I never thought I would use those words in a sentence.
Ever.
Right?
Ever.
Trump is a dickhead.
Damn.
He's also cocksucker, though.
He's also a cocksucker.
My word was also correct.
Yes, it was. Catherine,
no, I shouldn't. That's not nice. I shouldn't clump him with gay men.
What's that?
Women.
I shouldn't clump him in with gay men or women who. I shouldn't clump him in with anybody who sucks cock.
I think it's just like the fact that his head looks like kind of the tip of a penis. And, you know, the fact he
declared his mouth looks like an asshole.
Yeah, he does.
He probably has smaller hands than I do. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I have pretty small hands, but I somehow think his are tiny.
They are.
Oh my god, I have this shirt that like we got from your friends from Lit Riot Press. And I did a photo shoot, and it says, "Keep your tiny hands off my rights and our pussies." There's a little cat on it. I'll show you.
Aww.
Little kitty.
Yeah.
Kitties are cute.
From our friends at the Liberty Press. Hold on. I don't have a fucking receptor. I'll tell you. Show you later.
Catherine.
Yeah, so this Sunday, that's tomorrow, 1/21 at 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., give or take, I'll be doing Satanic Bingo at Bazaar, which is 12 Jefferson, not far from the studio. I highly recommend you come check it out. We have Tarot by Stella Stardust, and Scooter Pye will be helping me handle the balls. She'll also be doing Burlesque and Soul Deity, and Jack Deity Delgado, and Cyclone Jack Sullivan will be doing Sideshow and teching the event. And I highly, highly recommend you come check it out. Google Satanic Bingo or find us on Facebook. We have a page. We'll have a website soon. Also, if you're not coming to that tomorrow, you can go to the NYC Talent Show at 9 p.m., which is at the Creek in the Cave, and you get an opportunity to perform 6 minutes to do anything you want. The weirder, the better. But come to Satanic Bingo. Also, Iron Mule short film comedy fest is happening on the 6th, and they're accepting submissions. So if you want to get your short comedy film up there, go to ironmulefest.com and submit. And if that's too much and you just want to kind of be in one, show up on the 2nd at 7 p.m. at Alamo Draft House for the Iron Mule Short Comedy Film Festival, and you could be a star. You could win a contest and be a star in a short film for the following month.
See how much better it goes when you write it down on a piece of paper?
It's blank.
You got to write it down on a piece of paper.
It's blank.
Then you're going to remember.
It's blank.
Pixie Dreadful, where can we... I read some of the things that you had written. You're an excellent writer and doing so many artistic things. Where can our audience find these things?
Thank you. That's what I was saying. I think I mentioned earlier, but everything can be found. The links to my modeling, to my various blogs, and to my YouTube channel can all be found at pixiedreadful.com.
Write it down on a piece of paper.
So you remember it.
So you remember.
It's blank. Oh, you can also email us at artstarscene@gmail.com, or you can message me about my show dunsunstorytelling@gmail.com, which is 3 p.m. on Saturdays before this show.
You can also email us at faceboy.com. You can go to faceboy.com and you can find links to all kinds of different stuff I've done and I'm doing, and you can also hear all the back episodes of Art Star Scene Radio on faceboy.com. No, we don't because she's mystery secret guest.
You can put tell my Instagram. And my website's currently down, but they could look at my Instagram.
I know the feeling.
Okay, that totally gives you away.
It's like my stage name.
Do you want to say it or no?
Sure. My Instagram is Lucille Tiamore. I'm at Lucille Tiamore. LuciLleTi.
Lucille Tiamore.
Yes. For the longest time.
It's out there now.
Everybody was like, no, I just don't want us to announce it so that my mom doesn't listen to the show being like, oh, my mom, my daughter's on the radio. my daughter's on the radio.
I'm going to be supportive and listen to what she's doing. Oh, God.
I just know my mom won't care. When she found out I was sexually active, literally, it was we were going to a doctor's and I was 16 and it asked me, are you sexually active? So she turns to me and she's like, well, are you? And then I said, yes, because I just lost my virginity. And then she was like, and all she asked was he any good?
Oh my God.
I'm like, I love her for that. I'm like, they're just like very open.
I love her.
Like, he was decent, you know. I was 16. It's kind of, hard to remember from 26 to 16, but yeah,
I have dicknesia. Like, it's immediate. The moment I get a new dick, I forget the old dick. except for one, the Rainmaker. I still remember that.
Yes, dicknesia. I know. Dicknesia. Gotta write that down. That might be the episode title.
Title for next week.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. So was he also 16?
He was actually 23, 24.
I knew it. I called it. That's why I had to ask.
I was in England as an exchange student at the time. And
legal there.
It is. Yeah. Like the age. There it is. I was 16, 17.
How old do you have to be to become
you're allowed to legally drink when you're 18 there, as opposed to 21, which never really made that much sense to me, because it's you can legally go to war here and smoke, but no, you can't have a glass of wine. So I always found that a bit strange.
What's the legal sex age?
The legal sex age there. I mean, I think I'm fairly certain it's 16. Like, I could be wrong, nice. But okay. I'm fairly certain it's 16. And
that makes
sense. Yeah, I mean,
I think it seems to work better.
In Greece, it's 15, and I was 13 when I met a celebrity that I have not outed. Yeah, and I'm like, do I donate?
Ooh.
Right? Now is the time.
Now is the time.
Now is the time to strike.
Now is the time.
And he knew I was 13.
Space Girl, thank you so much.
Thank you. Space Boy.
Pixie Dreadful, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Lucille Tiamore. Thank you so much.
And we all get a copy of that picture, right? Of her strap on.
Yeah, you can all, I'll send it to you.
Sure. Tune in every Saturday at 7 p.m. for Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. Please give to Planned Parenthood. They need it. Please give to the ACLU. They need it. Please give to the Red Cross. Up next on Radio Free Brooklyn is Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel. All also, right. This is the...
No, wait. I'll say who it was. It was actually... it's funny because...
Oh, you're going to say his name.
Yeah, I'm going to say his name.
It's about time.
And you can see
time.
Him
yeah,
wearing like really, really short shorts.